They are still going to be bright.
A lot of times, I realize that many times, people don't know the implication of words until when they realize that words spoken can never be retrieved. You must understand the power that comes with spoken word. God himself is handicapped without. The reason why the word of God is higher than the name of God is because the name of God itself is a product of the word of God. You must understand that you are born today as a result of the word. Creation today was better because of the word. Creation today survived by the spoken word of God. If God withdrew his word from creation, creation will fall. What survived and what ensured that you survive is the word of God. Whatever that make men great in this life and in this kingdom are words. Everything that a man has tapped into in keeping to knowledge that makes him become great was a word. When we speak about the voice of God, we speak about the ability of a believer, an individual, to perceive a word that is superior. The difference between you and anyone that is great today is the level of word he's able to utilize. What makes the difference between you and a primary school student is the level of words you understand. The difference in your department, your faculty, your level is the diversity, the kind of word that were communicated to you. It's not in their complexity, mind you. It's in your level of understanding and the required kind of knowledge constructively well spoken unto you. Words is what built each and every one of us. But many more times, we don't understand the impartation that comes with the spoken of God. If Jesus Christ encounter you today, he will speak words. Any man that transformed your life today, he spoke words. God himself must have to speak words into your life for it to change. When we speak about the necessity for you to hearken unto the word of God, it's because the entirety of you is a formation of words. If God himself, his totality is a summation of words, your inability to perceive the word of God makes you a confused individual upon the face of the earth. The word of God is the greatest asset any man can ever have, both on earth and in heaven. What keeps men in alignment is the word of God they are able to perceive at diverse times. The reason for the confusion in your life right now is the inability of the required kind of word as it's easy for you to try. And that is why you must learn how to perceive the word of God in the mouth of diverse creation. The Bible speaking, it says that from the days, there was a time in those days when the word of God was cast, everyone does as he pleases. Why? Because word was what gave them direction. What made men prophet was nothing. It was just the ability to value the speakings of God that come to them as word. The spoken word of God is what is converted to the written word of God. You speak about the word of God now. Prior before the Bible was canonized, what was their word of God? Men live by the speaking word of God. The Bible says man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. Why? Because the formation of a man is by the word. He said, in the beginning was the word. The word was in God, and the word was God. That word was what was made manifest upon the face of the earth. You may never know anything, the reality of what is taking away. Words are what build men. Word is what keep men. Word is also what destroy men. Every covenant was initiated by word. Everything that will change your life requires word. But do you value words? What make men professors is the word they have. The only difference between me and this lady is the word. If today I speak a word, I tell you I'll marry you tomorrow, a covenant is initiated. If today I speak a word, I say I will pay your school fees, a covenant is a word. But can you compel God to speak a word and keep it to your life? The reason why you pray, why you fast, why you do everything is to come to a prayer and men can speak a word. If you can meet Dangote today, say today you'll be my business partner. That word he speaks is powerful than he himself. If today Dangote says, I will give you everything, and it's recorded the whole world, that day is about it. The words of men superimpose them. What we speak about the necessity for you to hear God is that you may be able to perceive the word of God. When we say dwell with scriptures, we are not saying that you should read the Bible religiously like you used to know. It's for you to journey from that which was spoken that become logos to that which is rhema. The word of God initially was not logos, it was rhema. Every rhema word of God become logos, but any man that must intercourse with the interface of the word that has life must learn how to convert the logos into rhema. It is the rhema that gives life. The logos will always give. The reason why you don't have strength right now in God is simply because what you have is a head knowledge of everything about God. God can never be taught. God can only be given. But the revelation of God comes upon men that can transcribe the light of in that is hidden and embedded in the logos into rhema. Men that what the word, do you know that anytime God speaks unto you and you begin to write it, you reduce the potency. Do you realize that? How many of you have had encounters when you begin to write, you can't write everything? When God encountered men, words are eternal. What make Ezekiel a prophet was the word of God. He has never went to a school of prophetic. While he was then in captivity, he said, the word of the Lord came unto me and set me upon my feet. From that very day, he began to see. The word of the Lord can come to a man, it will activate the man into a realm in operation. When I speak unto you, and I pray unto you, and I release an impartation, it's either the word that speaks from my heart or the word that speaks from my mouth. That's why any man that cannot speak words that comes from the powers of the Spirit unto you may never transform you. Everybody speak. Why do certain people words burn in the heart of men? The reason Levi is the standing place where they speak. If I am in the court and I say anything, the word is binding. Me and you can be talking here. I will say, I will promise you the whole world. I can never give to you. But let me go and stand in a place where it's legal and make those proclamations. I will be head bound by those laws. There are places that when you tell somebody you give you all your properties, you must give. Because there's a law that is binding in keeping to that place. The standing place where you decree the word matters. And that is why every word that must carry eternal relevance must come from the bowels of prayer. It is in the bowels of prayer that can give you a standing place in God. And you can say, like Elijah, as long as the Lord liveth upon whom I stand, there shall be neither peace. Why? Because his word came from another prophet. Another man stood and declared, nothing happened. Another man, you thought that after he declared that he went, prophet came and they were speaking. Nothing changed until he came and enforced it again. But we saw why he came to enforce it. It was not just spoken word. He had to pray, because every prayer incubate the word of God and make it a living witness to the heart of man. That is to say, every word better from the bowels of prayer has eternal relevance. Every man that does not pray, his word will not carry substance of reality. It is only praying men that have the ability to enact covenant and keep it to the life of man. What grant you strength in God, what gives your word potency, is the quality of prayer you have invested in the word. That is why we say you should pray the word of God. Why? Because the word of God is constant, but prayer makes it alive. How many of you have realized that the more you pray, the more the revelation of scripture break out for you? When a man does not pray, the scripture will become close to him. And the same thing that made every man great that you know today, you will go through the same protocol and never become anything. You may attend the best school of ministry, go to everywhere you think you know. Nothing may change because others assess the word of God. God may never appear to them in a dream or in a vision, but they saw it through the mirror image of the encounter he has with others. And it was documented actually as logos. But these men joined into the rhema and they continue in it. Why there are others that saw cherubims, saw seraphims, in the days when it was demanded, they persevered because they did not continue steadfastly in holding on to the word. The Bible speaking said, thy word have I hidden in my heart that I may not sin against you. A lot of time the reason why you fail in temptation, it's because you don't have sufficiently well the word of God incubated in your spirit. Yes, you pray so that you don't fall into temptation, but there are times you are in the midst of the temptation. What you need is the word of the Lord. I have fasted and prayed several times. That does not stop the other person from coming to tempt you. Temptation are external. So it's not about your level of stature in God. No. The other person that may come may be very carnal. He will be the one that will tempt you. The person that will provoke to you to anger may not be born again. The guy that will come and seduce you, promise you 10 million naira to speak with you. You see, the problem you don't understand is this. Temptation are bound to happen. It's the level of the word of God that come to you. Hear the voice of God that will help you survive. Anything that comes from the voice of God becomes the word of God. Whether it's written or it's not written. But how many of you can truly perceive the word of God and perceive the voice of God? Many cannot. And the simple reason is because of negligence. It's just so simply very profound. have never seen a great man today that is not a person of intimacy. Babalawo did not just become great by staying in the bush. No, he dwelt with spirit and he partnered with them. Go and stay in the bush, you remain very poor. But when you partner with the spirit will lead you. Spirit don't live in this realm. They live in heavenly places. Anytime you partner with them, they take you up. If you can be so possessed enough, you'll be noticed. Don't be possessed here. With a demonic spirit, we will know you are possessed. Every man you see does anything tremendously well, including the people that herald your research in science. They were men that were possessed. If they were not sufficiently possessed enough, they will educate you in keeping to that. You won't be studying what they learned all those times to this point. What I need you to understand is this: your life may never advance. Never advance. Until you interface with the realm, with the spirit that is beyond you. Everything you think you know will fail you. Finish and get your first class. We'll meet in the corporate society where spirit enable men to rise. We'll discover that if you are not possessed, you may never go anywhere. What makes a man possessed is the word that God speaks unto the man. Jesus Christ himself had to become the word of God. And without that, it's impossible for him to have sufficiency upon the face of the earth. Can you begin to value the word of God? You know, I love Sowore so much. Sowore, I want to make him my friend. But I like Sowore. Sowore is not a Christian, not a Muslim. When they called him to court, he took a babalawo with him. Have you watched it? That is a man that has spiritual intelligence. With all your qualification academically, you are illiterate spiritually, you will die. You will be made to beg. Sowore took a herbalist to the court. I saw the herbalist chewing the cord like a luminous animal. I said, this cord, this guy is chewing, it's not just like that. That judge can fall down and die. That's a man that has understanding. You are the only one that think that all through your life is to go and do TV and rise. You may never go anywhere. Never. Every man that is great today try to check their life very well. A word, a voice, something they had made them good. The teacher that teaching will check their life very well. Do you want to be like them? Do you want to be like your teachers? Oh, you don't know that teachers are one of the most poorest of all. Apologize to your father's situation. If you tell you the truth, he doesn't like his job. He refused to align to his voice. If you see any one of them that is relevant and become different because there is a voice that he had, and that voice educate him and grant unto him vision. Without the word of the Lord, there can never be vision. Never be vision. And if God must guide and direct you, you need the voice of the Lord. Many of you are confused today simply because you lack the voice of the Lord. And it's simply because you lack the word of the Lord. The voice of the Lord and the word of the Lord are the same. Anything the voice of the Lord tells you is the word of the Lord. And a lot of times, what you see written in scriptures is the logos. But you can join into that, from that to the reality. We are going to pray again. I'm going to speak prophetically unto you and just pray for you. But I need you to understand that every point that you raise are very, very valuable. Many of you take this in place, but you know, I was there and I was looking at those guys dancing there. And I laughed. The reason why I laugh is simple. I've been on this campus for 2008. Till now. Let me tell you. While we came to this campus, there are many that were following ladies. I don't know where they are today. There are many that were dancing. I don't know where they are today. There are many that were in social center. I don't know where they were today. There are many that are big boys and big girls on this campus. I don't know where they are today. But as many that were incubating themselves in the place of prayer, as can tell you where they are. Many have become casualty. In the days that the devil comes for you at night, your dancing skills may not see. When demons come after the life of men, they beckon upon men that can pray. Every man knows the value of spiritual investment. These are nothing that matters in heaven. You must understand that anything you do that is not unto the Lord may never be reckoned in heaven. There is a place in the spirit where investment are measured and tested by fire. And only prayer that can survive in that place. Only the level of knowledge and intelligence that you have that can survive. The things that elevate men are not carnal things measured by carnal parameters. There are times and seasons when your qualification will fail you. Demons oppress the best. I have met the best professors. I have met government candidates. I have met senatorial candidates. I have met presidency candidates. I have met even ordained ministers, men of God. I realize their deficiency of knowledge, their inability to understand how to fraternize with spirit, grant unto them disadvantage. The reason why men go to bush to meet Babalawo is not because he's very organized. With all their organization, they will remove their shoe and climb upon the mountain. The man know how to assess and host spirit. You are the only one that does not know that. And you pay dearly. You pay a very big dare price for that level of people. So when they talk about the need for you to remain inside with God, when they talk about the need for you to give up everything and hold on to God daily, we are not joking. It's because your life depends upon it. Not that your life as if it depends. No, your life solemnly depends upon it. Without the voice of God, many of you ladies here, you will never dare to seek now to hear the Lord. You will wait until the day five guys ask you out. You will not ask, is it Emeka or Zubeli or Chukwu Emeka or Abdul? At that point, you can never hear the voice of God. Nobody hear God from a confused mind is a lie. Nobody. You must establish a track record with God. There must be a consistent track record with God. And like, is it Captain said, you will fail many times. I remember those first time when I started working the prophetic. I will come and prophesy. I'll go and start praying. Let it work. Have you done that before? You go and start praying. Oh, Father, let this thing come to pass. When it comes back, you'll not be happy. Sometimes it will not come to pass, your people will die. If you are not willing to try out in faith, you may never partake of the glory. There is no man today that is up there that has not learned how it does not work. You will learn how it doesn't work so that you begin to learn how it works. That is how it works. Jesus Christ, God standing with a man, asking, what do you see, whole prophet? He said, I see men like you. He said, no, see again. Men are not like you. See again. He now saw again. You will not see right many more times. But I assure you, you don't clap for mercy today because he scored all the time. No, there are times he failed. Just that you cannot remember those times because much more he scored. And those times he scored are enough a consolation for you that he doesn't fail. I have prayed for thousands of sick people. Many of you used to have dreams and encounters, seeing yourself healing the sick in the dream. Where do you think that will happen? As you are like this, no lady will come and meet you. No guy will come and pray for me. No. You have not healed 1,000 people yet. You are not burning him. Fine, I'm not even Joshua Salman. Try it out first. Go to Shika. Go to cancer session. Go to pediatrics. Lay hands on 5 people. Let them rise and see. They will look for you everywhere. While we began, I decided to try. I went to different kind of hospitals. I was laying my hands. When I pray and feel the anointing very well, I take myself out. I go and release the anointing. You know, when you go to those places, the thought you are feeling the anointing will keep quiet because it knows that you are not enough. Until when you go and you see a situation, the anointing will keep quiet. As you stand before a dead man, your spirit, you ask, do you still want to pray? You are the one that came on fire. Suddenly everything died. Because at that moment, you now discover that you are still on a journey. But when you keep on trying out, before you know it, you begin to have many testimonies. If you pray for at least 200 people, you should be guaranteed of at least 50 people. Every man, there are people that come for meetings, they die. But there are many other ones that get here. There are rising, that even just the man saw something wrong. There are several times that ministers see things wrong. But there are many more times that they see it right. You are the only one that say, I'm seeing like goosebumps. I'm seeing like rainbows. I'm seeing like, you see, those are the visions of the Lord. It's not just your feelings. If you don't take them serious, it will never matter. But by the time you begin to take them serious, you begin to learn gradually. If you give birth to a child today and he start walking and running today, you will throw him away. Or you look for a minister, sharp. Or like somebody, you go to the Babalawo. Why? The same way with you. In this spiritual journey, you learn how to do gradually. No matter how, you get it wrong many more times. But I'm showing you, as you continue, you get perfect and better return. A believer is like wine. The more you drink it, the more it becomes better. I'm not talking about blue coat. For people that are from Plateau here, I'm talking about wine. I get what I'm saying now. The more you keep it, the more the price increase. If you have a wine that was available 1985, you'll be a millionaire now. Because you can never sell it less than a million.
oil, wine get better with time.
I get what I'm saying now.
You must understand that you journey gradually. So all these things they say, apply them as you go back.
Try to perceive the voice of the Lord. I end with this. Many years ago, around 2010, I got angry while a man came. It was Chris Devon that time. You know, he used to come to the campus. So as of that time, you know, Chris Devon used to come around. So you come and tell her, he was with the Lord yesterday, and this is what the Lord was telling him. Then we're like, this guy was with the Lord. How is that possible? You mean like the Lord? What would the Lord be doing with you? But we will know what the Lord is doing with you when you start singing and chanting. We'll find ourselves in the floor without even knowing. Now I'm telling you, the devil will come for missions. He will say they should play whiskey. They will play whiskey. No, that's a whiskey. I've never started anything. He was still a boy on that banking debut. So we are not really school. That time, it was time of all this, the Peace Square, when they're coming up. He said you play them Acorn, them Peace Square. All the carnal people in the campus will come and gather. They will talk, we are doing party. When they gather, he will now switch. He said, I was like you before. The things that draw me was actually the things of the world. Say, what draw you here? There is also a longing within you. There is a vacuum inside of you that God wants to occupy. You hear the keyboard. They start switching the sound. You now start crying. Oh, 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 oh. Before he's done, everybody begin to give their life to God. That's a man that understands the ways of the spirit. When I hear that he has had the Lord, I say it's a lie. Me too, I must hear the Lord. I say, what does this man used to do? I decided to lock myself and begin to seek God. I say it's prayer. Let me see the end of prayer. Many of you will say prayer, you don't pray. Alex, I know where Alex will go to Shika. After we open this Shika, what do you call that place? Iksa. When we open that place, Alex and Falian, those guys were killing that place. But now, you pass there, I came here in the afternoon, nobody was praying. All these ones that pray now, they are just liars, scammers. If you only pray when there is a meeting, you are a very big scam. This will never advance you. You must make this thing a lifestyle. If your lifestyle betrays you as a Christian, you are a very big scam. After 10 years, it will never amount to anything. If what you do inside consistently, mind you, you must do this thing 10,000 times. Nobody has ever become a master in anything except you have done it 10,000 times. Have you prayed 10,000 times? From 2009, I made a vow I must pray every day in tongues. Whether I like to pray, whether I don't feel like praying, whether I want to pray, I say it's a lie, I must pray. I search, prayer has never killed anybody. I say it can never kill you. If I die in the place of prayer, prayer will bring me back to life. If I refuse to die in the place of prayer, I will see the gate of heaven. I decide to make prayer my love language. I decide to be guilty of prayer. I decide, I say prayer is innocent. Everybody that is angry with prayer is a man that needs help by prayer. And he will beckon upon prayer in the days when prayer is demanded. And while I began to pray, I realized I didn't die. I cough out blood. Many more times I had accidents. Sometimes I grew hungry. Sometimes all kinds of things happen. But today, the reward of prayer is evident. And whether I want to pray, I was praying my spirit. My own prayer is like a wizard, it's like witchcraft. I can never stay without praying. Everywhere I'm traveling, prayer is going on in my spirit. Whether I don't open my mouth to pray, there is a prayer going on. You know your problem. You don't make it a lifestyle. Do you know if we take a stretch hour of prayer of 7 hours now, when you go to sleep, the entire of that day you find your spirit praying? Imagine you do that 7 hours all the time. You come to a point to pray to a crescendo. It will become consistently. Whether you want to pray or you don't want to pray, a spirit will help you on infirmity to always pray. You find that in the class you are praying, everywhere you are praying, but because you always grieve the Holy Spirit, now you don't know the art of prayer. You don't know the power of prayer. When we say prayer power, it's not shouting. It's your ability to remain perpetually praying. When you can sustain the voice of the Spirit helping you to pray all the time like that, you will come to a point where nothing will be impossible to you. Why? Because prayer now becomes your key of transaction. But many of us can never remain praying. An average person that shall prayer power, let's leave, give him time. We only know people that pray when there's enough time to pray. Let's give you time. We will know whether you can pray. We will know whether you truly have the power of prayer. We give him as before. You shout for 5 hours, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. When we leave you for the next 10 hours, we will look for where to hide. Why? Because you are not actually a praying man. You came to show us that you can shout. We put a prayer tab, 30 hours prayer. One prayer session. I don't know, because she heard that we are people that pray a lot. She said, let her come and show herself. We want other prayer secretary. Why they came?
they began to take up.
I said, these guys don't know that there's a long time for them.
I know they are too retired because they wanted to show. They said, where is that Apostle Philip Cephas? They saw me by the other side. I was ducked out. I continued like that 5 hours, 6 hours. Because I was the one that took the first 10 hours. They saw me walking for 10 hours. I was just praying.
What the video understand is that when you have enough time to pray, you don't take it very religious. It's the same way that you're seeking for God. It's a very long journey. How old are you? You still have 100 years, 50 years to add up to this journey. Why are you taking it very gradual?
Be very gradual about it. Take out time. What is faith? Learn it. What is righteousness? Learn it. What? Many of you don't even know the pillars of faith. What are the things that keep men?
You don't even know what that God is in.
You have never encountered God and you don't care. There's a long journey. There's every chance and 10 days you backslide within the next 10 years because you don't understand that the time is very long. And that is why you can be on fire for God now. And after 5 years, you backslide because this thing is not formed inside of you as a lifetime. So after all this shout, they do like this. When they go back and encounter a boyfriend, they are deceived. When they go back and encounter a good job, they forget there is God. But when it has become a lifestyle, you will know you are not supposed to be in the bank. You will know where you are supposed to be. Even if you are in the bank, there will be a security to help you survive. But if you don't know how to engage that, like that lady, after 10 hours, she looked for where to hide. And I discovered the person that was shouting now cannot shout. And now the problem is that they can't even open their mouth to pray at all again. I say, you thought you have prayer power. You don't have. What you have is a show. And you come to me. What I'm trying to say is this. The voice of the Lord, if it is not factor in your life, you may never go. And if you don't go in Christianity, you will backslide. And if you backslide, it's just a matter of time. You will be frustrated. And when you are frustrated, the devil don't have to kill you. You will kill yourself. Can you pray in one minute and ask the Lord and say, God, one of the greatest assets in this kingdom is not your ability to cast out devils, heal the sick, raise the dead. No. Those things are part of the diligence that you had God and you walk in obedience. But when the voice and the word of the Lord is not consistent in your life, there is every chance and 10 days that you change God is right. Ask the Lord and say, Father, encounter me, visit me, continue to reveal yourself to me. Continue. Don't have issues in prayer, no.
I wanna worship you intentional. Beyond my emotion. I wanna worship you intentional.
Beyond my emotion.
Beyond my emotion.
I wanna worship you.
I wanna worship you intentional.
Beyond my emotion.
Beyond my emotion.
I wanna worship you.
I wanna worship you intentional.
Beyond my emotion.
Beyond my emotion.
I wanna worship you.
I wanna worship you intentional.
Beyond my emotion.
Beyond my emotion.
I wanna worship you.
I wanna worship you intentional.
Beyond my emotion.
Beyond my emotion.
I wanna worship you.
I wanna worship you intentional.
Beyond my emotion.
Beyond my emotion.
I wanna worship
you. I wanna worship you intentional.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray upon each and every one here that is under the sound of my God. I ask you, God, that from today, each and everyone here will receive a tremendous encounter.
Amen.
That will mark their journey in God.
Amen.
I ask of what each and everyone here that is weary, Father, let your strength, let your energy. God can lead the billions of people in the world to appear to you. When I realize that I know God loves me, the proof test of love to forsake everybody and look for one. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask. Let your love for each and every one of them be uniquely in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I decree and I declare upon you the things that does not shift must shift in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I ask that may the heavens over you be loose.
Amen.
Every sign of weariness, every sign of retardedness,
every sign of tiredness. In the name of Jesus, we come against that stony heaven. Let it be open in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I decree and I declare a new level of the manifestation of the anointing, the power,
Amen,
and the gifting of the Lord upon you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I ask, oh God, a selfish prayer was prayed upon us many years ago. He said, may God create problems that only us can solve.
Amen.
I don't know how God does it. No matter how relevant people are, God is the one that makes men relevant. Father, I pray, beyond the cycle of this people, create problems and anoint these people specifically, that they will be the only one that can solve it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I decree and I declare the realm of divine health. I have never been put in hospital. I like the hospital bed, God forbid. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that same realm of divine health, as stressful as I can be, I don't know how you do it. Let each and every one here be preserved,
Amen,
by the power of divine health.
Amen.
Bible says healing is the bread of the children. May you eat bread every day.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, I ask, oh God, that wherever the spirit of infirmity stood by you, to ensure that every day, every moment, you force, let that demon of infirmity out of you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I decree and I declare, in keeping to your exams, oh my God, you don't know how people work until you see it in your exams. As busy as I am, I don't fail. Biochemistry is one of the toughest departments in the 4 points, even in MSc. Father, in the name of Jesus, I don't know how you do it. I don't know, and I don't care to know. In the name of Jesus, whatsoever that you don't know in your exams, I command it not to come out.
Amen.
Let only what you know come out.
Amen.
And if there be anything that you don't know that must come out, let it be an option. In the name of Jesus,
Amen.
I decree and I declare, whosoever decide to fail you, may the Lord God of heaven and by angelic intervention traffic and ensure that you are favored.
Amen.
The Bible says, if a man will please the Lord, he make even his enemy to be at peace with him. I decree and I declare, I don't care how many are your enemies, let them be compelled to be at peace with him in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The labor of sacrifice in prayer, let it be channeled and turned to favor in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
To many of you that they say you cannot like me, the devil is a liar. So is his grandmother. So is his emissaries of lecturers and professors. In the name of Jesus, there is a wisdom beyond them. Father, I ask for God, let the mysteries of heaven be engaged. Let the system, the laws be changed.
Amen.
And in the name of Jesus, may the Lord God of heaven do for you a miracle.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Many of you that pray and read and forget, in the name of Jesus we ask, oh God, may the spirit of remembrance, may the spirit of remembrance, may that same unction of the Lord that gives the ability to know all things rest upon you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I bless you with the blessings of heaven. In Jesus' mighty name I pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.